Welcome to Jury Duty. I'm your host, Carrie Antholis. This season of Jury Duty explores the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was charged with the reckless homicide of Joseph Rosenbaum, the intentional homicide of Anthony Huber, and the attempted intentional homicide of Gage Grosskreutz. As Rittenhouse was the undisputed shooter of all three men, his legal team argued that the shootings were in self-defense. In our last episode, we observed several of the conferences that were held between the judge, the state, and the defense team while the jury was deliberating. On today's installment, we conclude our coverage of the trial proceedings with some of the events that occurred during the final 2 days of jury deliberations, as well as the reading of the verdicts in the trial. That's all coming up right after the break.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
During our last episode, we covered the 5 jury questions posed to Judge Bruce Schrader during the course of the first day of their deliberations, November 16, 2021. We also listened in on the hearing on the second motion for mistrial argued by the defense based on their late receipt and compromised quality of the drone video that captured the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum. Judge Schrader would never rule on either of the defense motions for mistrial as the verdicts made those motions moot. We also heard Judge Schrader's statement of his grievances about the coverage of the trial by some media outlets. On the second day of jury deliberations, November 17th, the judge received a report about efforts by a member of one of the media outlets covering the trial to trail a bus that was transporting the trial's jury. Here are Schrader's remarks about that incident.
The media have been asking questions. There's been conversation around this morning. We had asked the media coordinator to determine possible whereabouts of certain persons because we received a report this morning from the Kenosha Police Department that last evening, and let me just set this background here, the jury in this case is being transported from a different location in a bus with the windows covered so that they don't have to look at any, aren't exposed to any signs by one side or another or interest in the case. And so it's a, I'm going to call it a sealed bus. And that's been done every day. And then they're brought here to this building. And last evening, a person who identified himself as James G. Morrison and who claimed that he was a producer with NBC News, employed for MSNBC and under the supervision of a person named Irene Bayan in New York for MSNBC. The police, when they stopped him because he was following at a distance of about a block and went through a red light, pulled him over and inquired of him what was going on, and he gave that information and stated that he had been instructed by Ms. Bayan in New York to follow the jury bus. The matter is under further investigation at this point. And the media has asked questions about it. That's the latest I have. And he was ticketed for violating a traffic control signal. He's not here today from what I'm told. And I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I'm don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter and will be referred to the proper authorities for further action. Thank you.
The third day of jury deliberations, November 18, 2021, ended without a verdict. However, before the judge allowed the jurors to go home for the day, one juror made a request.
You've certainly put in a full day and have asked to retire for the evening, which is fine. And I'm going to ask that is 9 o'clock okay again tomorrow? Okay. Any questions, anybody? Now, does it pertain to your deliberations at all? As opposed to mechanics about?
Just whether or not I can take something home.
Whether or not?
I could take the jury instructions home.
Can you take the jury instructions home? Yes. But you obviously can't talk to anybody about them. Yes, you may do so. And any question? Okay. Same rules. Don't read, watch, or listen to any account of the trial. And don't discuss the case with anybody. And we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the evening.
After the jury leaves, Judge Schrader discusses that juror's request.
Now the record will reflect that it's probably a bad habit to ask the jury any questions. You can do that. You can get away with that a lot, and then all of a sudden you learn your lesson. Although I don't think it's any harm done. But I typically do that, as you know, throughout the trial, and I don't usually have this situation. And then I did it a second time. But anyway, the record will reflect that when I asked, when the juror inquired if she could take the instructions home, which also means they take the instructions home, I didn't see reactions from the state side. I did see a wag of the head by Mr. Richards urging me to say no, but I did it anyway. So, did you want to make a record on it?
I'm afraid it's going to be the old dictionary game, and they start defining words and things like that, the outside research.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Well, actually, no, because they could do that at home without having the paperwork. Instead, they have the wonderful, concise jury instructions. I have to say, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I watch a little TV in the morning and in the evening, and some of the greatest legal minds in the country, I'm delighted to say, agree with us that the instructions are very confusing. But
the only thing I would say is I don't think it would be appropriate for them to bring their notes home.
No, you're right about that. No notes to go home. That's correct. So no notes to go home, but they may take their instructions. If they have notes on their instructions, I'm going to let them take those. Okay?
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay.
I want to make sure.
See you in the morning. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Early on the fourth day of deliberations, November 19th, 2021, after just over 24 hours of their discussion of Kyle Rittenhouse's fate, the jury let the judge know that they had reached a verdict. Prior to the panel entering the courtroom, Judge Schrader lets everyone in the courtroom know that reactions of any kind to the verdict will not be tolerated.
For those of you in the audience portion, No, it doesn't need to be. There can't be any reaction at all, no matter how strongly you may feel. And it's understood that many people do have strong feelings. But we can't permit any kind of a reaction to the verdict. And as you can see, there's quite a bit of law enforcement here. And You will be whisked out of here if there is any, so just be aware.
When the jury enters the courtroom, Schrader asks the foreperson to confirm that they have reached a verdict.
All right, members of the jury, have you elected a foreperson? Would you give your juror number, please?
54.
54, and has the jury reached a verdict as to each count of the information?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
One verdict and one verdict only?
Yes.
Would you hand all of the paperwork to the bailiff, please? The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
The court clerk then reads the verdicts for each of the charges against Kyle Rittenhouse.
Johnson versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
As the clerk arrives at the third count, the defendant is visibly sobbing.
As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? Would you wish the jury pulled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle Rittenhouse collapses into his chair and appears to have trouble breathing. He hugs attorney Corey Shirofasi, who attempts to calm him. Meanwhile, Judge Schrader expresses his thanks to the jury and offers them assurances of their safety.
Okay, folks, your job is done, and we started just about 3 weeks ago. And I told you it could last 2 weeks and 2 days. This is 3 weeks. You were a wonderful jury to work with. You were punctual. You were attentive. And the forgotten six over here who had a very difficult job of keeping from discussing the case during the time that they were sequestered as well. All of you, I couldn't have asked for a better jury to work with. And it has truly been my pleasure. Without commenting on your verdict, the verdicts themselves, just in terms of your the attentiveness and the cooperation that you gave to us, justifies the confidence that the founders of our country placed in you. So I dismiss you at this time. You're never under any obligation to discuss any aspect of this case with anyone. You're welcome to do so as little or as much as you want. The media have requested, a number of media sources have requested the ability to talk to you, and they have been allowed to present presentations to you that you'll get in writing, and it's entirely up to you whether you want to contact them. They are not to contact you. If anyone does contact you and just you tell them you're not interested in discussing it, if that's the case, and if anyone persists in doing so, report that to us and it will be addressed, I assure you. At the beginning of the trial, there was some concern about information and your safety. And I assure you that we will take every measure to ensure that that is your concerns are addressed and respected. I'm going to talk to you for just a minute, not about anything to do with the case, but just about that sole issue. And you, as I say, you're welcome to discuss the case as little or as much as you want. Any questions, anybody? Thank you so much.
And with that, we conclude our coverage of the trial. We will be back with one more recap episode with Abby Smith, professor of criminal defense at Georgetown Law. So we hope you will join us for that final episode of Jury Duty, The Trial of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can find more information about this trial on our Jury Duty Crime Story Patreon page or at crimestory.com. Jury Duty is created, hosted, and produced by yours truly, Carrie Antholis. It was co-produced by Chris Tarracone and Aaron Karenik, and it was edited by Chris Tarracone. Our consulting producer is Brittany Bookbinder. Music for this episode was provided by Strike Audio, and trial audio is courtesy of Law & Crime Networks. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will come back for the final episode of Jury Duty, the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse.